A small bird is pushing the limits of muscle performance. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Matthew Fuchsjäger, assistant professor of biology at Wake Forest University, explores how one bird helps itself with faster muscle movements.
Golden-colored manakins are birds a little bigger than a cotton ball, but they have extraordinarily powerful wing muscles. For most bird species, the muscle connecting the shoulder blade and the forearm, the scapulohumeralis, isn't noticeable. But in golden-colored manakins, the shoulder muscle is massive and contracts and relaxes two or three times faster than in other birds. Why? The answer comes down to courtship. To find a mate, a male manakin has to dance with a number of acrobatic maneuvers. Our research team studies one of these movements called the roll snap. It's produced by clapping the wings together at high speed, nearly 60 times per second, much faster than most bird muscles. The scapulohumeralis is responsible for hitting the wings together. But the golden-colored manakin is one of only four bearded manakin species, all of which use roll snap displays. They evolved from one common ancestor in just 300,000 years, about the same amount of time that our own species has existed. We wondered if courtship helped the species diverge because mating dances act like a secret code. If a male doesn't produce the right moves, he won't pass on his genes. The roll snap display is the fastest move in the manakin's repertoire, and female manakins are attracted to speed. So maybe differences in the roll snap speed help to keep the species from fusing back together. To test this, we measured displays from all bearded manakins, finding that golden-colored manakins are faster than the other three. And it's not just a matter of behavior. The golden-colored manakin also has a faster shoulder muscle than a slower snapping relative. But then we found something surprising. Even with all its speed, the superfast shoulder muscle eventually gets slower after every repeated contraction, as if it's getting fatigued. Overcoming this boundary will require another innovation, thus pushing the limits of muscle performance once more.
That was Matthew Fuchsjäger of Wake Forest University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.